Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Thanks for joining me at the Astrology Alchemy Podcast. This is the show for listeners who feel attuned to the planetary cycles and need help translating what it is that they're tracking. It's also for you listeners who are seasoned in your personal growth work, yet frustrated with recurring patterns that continue to create inner and outer dissonance. The focus of this episode is an overview of the astrology cycles for autumn 2018. Are you struggling with the aftermath of the intense cycles of summer 2018? We had the opportunity to really look at what I call our basement truths. Things got pulled up for us to look at, some of it very frustrating. The key cycle of summer of 2018 was a Mars retrograde cycle from June 26th to August 27th. Now, the planets are all archetypal characters that resonate with parts of our own inner life as well as experiences in the collective. Mars is the warrior archetype. This is the one in us that has courage, that has the capacity to go for what we want. But it's also the one in us that can get angry and frustrated and aggressive. And when a planet is retrograde, it represents an opportunity for a timeout. It's that part of ourselves, that Mars of ourselves, that's saying, whoa, 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 stop, people. We got to stop and take a look at what's going on. We got to review and reassess what's happening here. The words of one of my beloved teachers, Angelus Arian, comes to my heart here to help us understand what came up from the summer of 2018 and helping us to enter into the fall. Angelus Arian, in her Fourfold Way book and teachings, talks about four principles that we can live by. Angelus challenges us that in any life situation, you must be able to do four things. Show up, tell the truth without blame or judgment, pay attention to what has heart and meaning, and be open to outcome, not attached to outcome. So as we come into the autumn 2018 timing, we are carrying the gifts and challenges from the summer experience with Mars retrograde. Again, that was from June 26th to August 27th. Most people sensitively would feel it start before and still be feeling it as we go into the autumn. Now I want to recap some of what might have emerged for you with the Mars retrograde cycle. Possibly you feel worn out with feelings of anger, overwhelm, and a deep desire to be freed from polarizing entrenched patterns and paradigms, both inside yourself and in the outer world, as we have been seeing so strongly. In the summer, there have been some ripe opportunities for shadow work, to acknowledge what battles that you have been fighting, which are no longer yours to fight, and particularly to acknowledge the high cost to yourself and your world in continuing to fight those battles. Now, hopefully you've had some insight with this. And I want to offer you a poem from David White, from his poem, Sweet Darkness, parts of it, to help you acknowledge the Mars retrograde opportunities. David says, "You must learn one thing. The world was made to be free in. Give up all the other worlds except the one to which you belong. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness to learn anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you." Now, here are some reflections, the lead to gold reflections, I call them, for the Mars retrograde experience in the summer. And this is good for you to work with before we head into the autumn cycles, because you'll be carrying in the gifts of the Mars retrograde, the harvest of that, as you go into the autumn cycles. So here the Mars retrograde led to goal reflection questions. Number one, which worlds do you no longer belong to, both with relationships and perhaps with your life work? Number two, what battles are you no longer willing to fight, and how do you consciously stand down from those battles? Number three, where are you fighting to be right, and at what cost is that? Number four, how can you courageously make changes to the parts of your life that do not bring? Okay, now we move into the key cycles formally of autumn 2018. The big one is Venus retrograde from October 5th to November 16th. Those who are sensitive may feel this cycle already in September and may feel it all the way till the end of December. Again, it's a retrograde cycle. It's a timeout. Venus is the lover archetype. A phrase we often use is love, money, and values when Venus is involved. Love of all kinds, relationships inside and out. Money, more than just the physical money, your resources and how you steward them. And values, what do you care about? What's important to you? Venus retrograde is a major relationship review, October 5th to November 16th. We get a Venus retrograde cycle about every 18 months, and they last for approximately 40 days. And there's a very cool thing that happens in the sky with this. In Venus's cycle, from our perspective on the Earth, half the time she's a morning star. We see her rise in the east before the sun. And half the time, she's an evening star. So after the sun sets, we see her setting in the west. And this fits also the Venus archetype in ourselves. Sometimes we are a morning energy. We are active and going out and going after what we love and value. Sometimes we're an evening Venus, and we're more receptive and quiet and magnetizing whom and what we love to us. Now, Venus retrograde cycles are really cool in that this is the time in Venus's cycle where it changes from being seen as an evening star to a morning star. About midway through the cycle is the sense of the planet disappears from our view. And then after a few days or a couple of days, it rises again in the east. And this fits for you in your Venus retrograde cycle. It's an underworld journey. It's a descent into the mysteries. You let go and release the old relationship patterns, the old attitudes. You wrestle with things around values, money, what's important to me. And you let it compost and you renew yourself and you come back up again. This has resonance with many archetypal stories of death and rebirth, such as Inanna, a Mesopotamian goddess who was the queen and descended into the underworld to meet her dark sister, Ereshkigal. And in so doing, she had to strip away all the queenly items, the robes, the scepters, and the crowns, went naked into the underworld, met the shadow energy, died and was reborn, and came back renewed. This is some of the archetypal energy present in this Venus retrograde. In this cycle, there's an opportunity to really get true with yourself. What needs to be released? Where do you need to honestly own your feelings and be truthful of what's going on? Here's a poem from Dana Fowles to support you in this Venus retrograde cycle. It's called Allow. There is no controlling life. Try corralling a lightning bolt containing a tornado. Dam a stream and it will create a new channel. Resist and the tide will sweep you off your feet. Allow and grace will carry you to higher ground. The only safety lies in letting it all in. The wild and the weak, fear, fantasies, failures, and success. When loss rips off the doors of the heart, or sadness veils your vision with despair, practice becomes simply bearing the truth. In the choice to let go of your known way of being, the whole world is revealed to your new eyes. Dana Fowles, Allow. Now here's the Venus retrograde led to gold reflections. Number one, what old wounded relationship experiences need to be healed and metabolized now? Number two, What are you funding with your life energy, and is it worth it? I mean by this, what are you giving your life energy to, and is it really working for you? Number three, what do you really love, and how do you consciously invest in that? And number four, how might you restore real balance and reciprocity in your life, inside and out? Fairness to yourself and fairness to other. So those are the big cycles with Venus. And under the Venus retrograde cycle in the fall, there's two more sub-cycles with Venus I want to point out to you. One is called Venus square Mars. This actually started in February 25th and goes until October 10th. You may recognize some of these themes that have been cooking with you for a number of months. Now, Venus again is the lover archetype in you, the one who cares and is relational. Mars again is the warrior. It's about taking action, standing up, and addressing anger and frustration that doesn't serve. This cycle is a lot about redefining your inner marriage, how your inside yin-yang, dynamic and magnetic energies are working in you. Again, February 25th to October 10th. I love the quote from musician James Morrison from one of his songs. You don't get to taste the honey without the sting of the bee. You don't get to taste the honey without the sting of the bee. That comes from his song, Nothing Ever Hurt Like You. And this is what the theme's about. Here's Venus square Mars, lead to gold reflections, February 25th to October 10th. How can you shift rigid, judgmental attitudes in your relationships to be fairer to all concerned, including yourself? Where are you beating up on yourself? Where are you attacking your loved ones? Why? Stop it. Get clear. What needs to shift here? So that's the question for that subcycle. The second subcycle under the Venus retrograde is called Venus oppose Uranus. Uranus is the maverick archetype. It's the one in you who's just got to do it your own way and really bristles at being confined and imprisoned and wants to break free and help everyone else liberate and break free. The Uranus character in us does not like status quo. He really wants to be creative, innovative, and open things up. Now, a Venus-Uranus cycle, this is from September 12th to November 30th, really invites us to shake things up in our relationships. It invites us to be honest about what is truly authentic and what's not. Here's a poem from Hafiz to support the inquiry around Venus oppose Uranus, September 12th to November 30th. We have not come here to take prisoners, but to surrender ever more deeply to freedom and joy. We have not come into this exquisite world to hold ourselves hostage from love. Run, my dear, from anything that may not strengthen your precious budding wings. Run like hell, my dear, from anyone likely to put a sharp knife into the sacred, tender vision of your beautiful heart. Hafiz. Here's the reflection question, the lead to gold reflection question for this Venus oppose Uranus. Again, September 12th to November 30th. What changes do you need to make to have both real intimacy and real freedom in your relationships? So, wow, big changes with love, money, and values, Venus retrograde, and the subcycles. The next big cycle for autumn of 2018 I want you to know about is called Jupiter enters Sagittarius. Jupiter is the archetype of the quester, the wise one, the adventurer. This is the one in you who wants to keep growing and expanding, who wants to look at your belief systems and your paradigms, who wants to bring your wisdom to the world. Now, the planet Jupiter travels through all 12 zodiac signs in a 12-year period. Whatever signs Jupiter goes into, it's kind of the school we go to. So on November 8th, Jupiter enters Sagittarius And we get a little over a year of opportunity to really open up to aspiration and expansion, to make better meaning in our life of what is happening. How do we make meaning of our world? It's a very inspiring time, and it's a very necessary time. We have all been really deeply in the underworld this year between the Mars retrograde and Venus retrograde cycles. Some very deep truth-telling, some honest basement material saying, yep, that's what's going down, and I got to own it, and I got to do something about it. And it can wear you down. You can feel the heaviness of the shadow work. You can feel, will I ever get through slogging through all my old patterns? Here it is again. I thought I was done with that, and that kind of trouble. It's so necessary to do our inner work. And this Jupiter going into Sagittarius is like a breath of air. And it isn't about escaping the deep truths that we've had to work with. It's about, okay, I've done my work, and now I want to grow and go forward. I want to follow my dreams. Here's part of a poem from John O'Donohue that honors the Jupiter in Sagittarius journey. It's from his poem, A Morning Offering. May my mind come alive today to the invisible geography that invites me to new frontiers, to break the dead shell of yesterdays, to risk being disturbed and changed. May I have the courage today to live the life that I would love, to postpone my dream no longer, but do at last what I came here for, and waste my heart on fear no more. John O'Donohue. It's a beautiful poem to support you as Jupiter goes into Sagittarius November 8th for a little over a year. Here's a lead to gold reflection question. Given the deep inner changes you have made this year, what dreams are you no longer willing to postpone? And how do you take action on manifesting them? Now, there's one more retrograde cycle for the fall to discuss, and that's Mercury retrograde. That's from November 16th to December 6th. Mercury is the communicator archetype. It has to do with the one in you that expresses yourself, whether it's verbal, it's through your emails or texts, it's your body language, it's the colors you wear. And Mercury retrograde is this time to review how you speak and express your thoughts, how you're communicating. It's an excellent time for a time out, literally. Slow down. Watch where you're going too fast, literally in your car or vehicle or in your mind. Build in some breathing space. Double check your dates and times. It's really about reviewing and integrating so many ideas and thoughts that have been circulating for you. Now, this particular Mercury retrograde cycle has some real strong emotional depth to it. It's inviting us to really look at some of the deeper emotional material that's been coming up for us for months to say, how is the way that I express myself? How is my thinking colored by some of my deeper emotional patterns? Can I catch on to that? Can I review that? In a way, it's watching where you're acting out with your mouth or your communication, and you realize, I'm charged about that, and I'm spewing off something, and it really doesn't serve. So there's an opportunity to take a look at this. A lead to gold reflection question for the Mercury retrograde period from November 16th to December 6th is, what are the emotional roots of your attitudes that are no longer working for you, and how do you shift them? Now, there is one Mercury subcycle happening in the fall that is linked to this query, this alchemical work to shift the attitudes that are based on some emotional patterns. And this is a cycle called Mercury square Mars. It's from October 19th until January 8th of 2019. Now, we've got the communicator part of yourself and the warrior part of yourself wanting to get some changes together. So it really is an opportunity to courageously track where you need an attitude adjustment in your thinking, especially where it's time to let go of resentment, anger, pissiness that really isn't serving, particularly if you're catching it coming out in your communication. An attitude, a subtle way that you're kind of putting somebody down, it's like, why am I doing that? Let me stop it. It's not really serving. Again, this cycle is from October 19th until January 8th of 2019. And there's a Mary Oliver poem that is very beloved. It's called Wild Geese. And there's a part of it I want to read to you that really supports you with this Mercury-Mars cycle from mid-fall until the beginning of next year. Here's part of Wild Geese. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. Now, this Mercury square Mars cycle, October 19th until January 8th, here's a lead to gold reflection question. How do you honor your despair and your frustration? Truly and honestly, and also recognize and live your place in the family of things. Because no matter who you are, no matter what mood you're in, you belong to the family of things. And how do you find a way to honor your despair and frustration and yet also communicate in a way that honors your place in the family of things? So, the last cycle that I want to name for you for the autumn has to do with what's called the moon's nodes. The nodes are not planets. They're mathematical points that astrologers use to understand the past and the future. What's called the south node of the moon has to do with where we've come from, and particularly the patterns we've created to stay safe and take the path of least resistance. There's nothing wrong with the south node energy. It just recognizes this is how we've always done it because it keeps us safe. The north node, on the other hand, represents a doorway where we're being asked to grow and to meet a challenge and to stop playing it safe and really go more for our own destiny and life purpose. Now, with the cycles, the nodes will be in two signs, zodiac signs, for about 18 months, and then they'll shift. And so another set of signs come in and invite us to change. We'll have a moon node shift this autumn. On November 7th, the nodes shift to Cancer and Capricorn. And that will stay in play until May of 2020. Now, the north node is in Cancer. It's going to call us to attune to our feelings, to be honest about our vulnerability, and to recognize our longing to belong where we really fit. It's like making family, in quotation marks, that's really congruent for you, and to stop pretending you don't have needs. The south node being in Capricorn in this time period, November 7th, 2018 until May 5th of 2020, challenges us to look at our habits of overworking, taking on too much responsibility, and getting into fear-based control as a way to cope with our stress. So we have this incredible challenge and opportunity to take a look at these patterns and make some shifts. Of a poem from Kaveri Patel called Dear You, that gives you a taste of what this work is going to be for this 18 months starting in mid-autumn. Dear you, you who always have so many things to do, so many places to be, your mind spinning like fan blades at high speed, each moment always a blur because you're never still. I know you're tired. I also know it's not your fault. The constant brain buzz is like a swarm of bees threatening to sting if you close your eyes. You've forgotten something again. You need to prepare for that or else. You should have done that differently. What if you closed your eyes? Would the world fall apart without you? Or would your mind become the open sky? Flock of thoughts flying across the sunrise as you just watched and smiled. Kaveri Patel, dear you, that's what we're asked to do in this time period, November 7th to May of 2020. Would the world fall apart without you? Try it. Thank you. Here is the lead to gold reflection question for this shift of the nodes to Cancer Capricorn. How might you stop spinning like fan blades at high speed? Let go of responsibilities and fear-based control patterns that don't serve you, and allow yourself to be truly nurtured and to truly nurture others. So, those are the core cycles of autumn 2018 that I feel are really supportive for you working to turn your personal lead into gold. I want to give you a brief recap of these cycles in terms of their opportunities, and then I want to leave you with a poem of completion. So I've talked about the opportunity with the Venus retrograde cycle to have a core review of relationships, values, and where you spend your life energy, to be honest and make some changes. And don't punish the other because you're not getting what you want. Get real and ask, why not? What's my part in this? There's also, with the Mercury retrograde cycle, the need to track an attitude adjustments on many levels in how you express yourself. Particularly look at emotional roots, emotional patterns that you haven't been tracking and where it's coming out and in your communication in a way that doesn't serve you. And on a very deep level, the work you do now in the fall of 2018 is great preparation work for much bigger cycles of change that begin in 2020. And I'll be offering an upcoming episode on this new era of change of 2020. Look for that. Thank you so much for your attention. I appreciate your presence with me. I invite you to breathe, settle. I'm going to offer you one more poem that honors the alchemical opportunities to grow in autumn of 2018. Willing to experience aloneness, I discover connection everywhere. Turning to face my fear, I meet the warrior who lives within. Opening to my loss, I gain the embrace of the universe. Surrendering into emptiness, I find fullness without end. Each condition I flee from pursues me. Each condition I welcome transforms me and becomes itself transformed into its radiant, jewel-like essence. I bow to the one who has made it so, who has crafted this master game. To play it is purest delight, to honor its form, true devotion. The poem is called Unconditional by Jennifer Payne Wellwood. So, my blessings for you in autumn of 2018 is you tune in to that one of you and in the outer world who has crafted this master game, and you give yourself fully to play it consciously. Roll up your sleeves, start your burners in your alchemical laboratory, and make that gold. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.